WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs left and right? You're not alone. We all hit bumps in the road. But what separates those who get knocked down from those who bounce back stronger? That's what we're diving into today, building resilience through adversity. Because trust me, when life throws its best shot, it's not about avoiding the punch, but how you react to it. Now, I'm not saying becoming a stoic superhero overnight is easy. We all have those moments where we want to curl up in a ball and throw the whole thing back at the universe. But that's where true growth happens. It's about embracing the challenge, learning from every stumble, and coming at the other side tougher and wiser. Think of it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't just run straight into the race without any preparation, right? You'd build up your endurance, train for different terrains, and mentally prepare for those inevitable tough spots. Adversity is like that challenging hill in the middle of your race. It tests your limits and forces you to dig deeper. So, how do we actually cultivate this resilience muscle? Here are a few key takeaways. First, shift your perspective. This one might seem cliche, but it's powerful. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, try seeing them as opportunities for growth. What can you learn from this experience? What new skills or insights can you gain? Remember that famous quote, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do." That passion fuels your resilience. When you're genuinely invested in something, those tough moments feel less like roadblocks and more like stepping stones. Second, build a solid support system. We're not meant to go through life alone. Lean on your loved ones, connect with friends who uplift you, and don't be afraid to seek professional guidance when needed. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Third, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When you're taking care of yourself, you're building a stronger foundation to handle life's inevitable ups and downs. Fourth, embrace mindfulness. Take time to be present in the moment. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, even amidst challenges. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded, reduces stress, and allows you to respond to adversity with more clarity and calm. And finally, remember that setbacks are temporary. Life is a constant cycle of growth and challenges. Don't let one stumble define you. Remember those times when you've overcome obstacles before. Use those experiences as fuel for your journey ahead. Now imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work. Your stomach is churning with nerves, your mind racing with potential pitfalls. This feeling of anxiety is familiar, a constant companion whenever the pressure's on. But instead of letting fear take over, you remember our conversation today. You visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, connecting with your audience. You focus on your breathing, grounding yourself in the present moment. You remind yourself that this challenge is an opportunity for growth, a chance to step outside your comfort zone and shine. And as you deliver your presentation, you feel a sense of calm and control. Your voice is steady, your message resonates, and you confidently navigate any unexpected curveballs. That's the power of resilience, turning fear into fuel, setbacks into stepping stones. Remember, it's not about being invincible, it's about learning to bend without breaking, to embrace the challenge, and emerge stronger on the other side. So, my friends, go out there and face those challenges head on. Embrace the journey, learn from every experience, and remember you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are some strategies that help you build resilience in your life? Hit me up on social media and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.